All right. Welcome to Deep Third, y'all. It's with me, Paul and David. Paul really an op now, but you know how, I know how that go. I know how that go.
He been that. He been
damn,
that.
What I do yeah. now? Hold on.
Like, man, just, man, the Jalen Carter shit, you forever, man. Like, you forever down bad for that. With me, it's always beef. But we gonna get right into week five. We didn't have an episode last week, so we're going to talk about week four just a little bit with some teams, just like to talk about like traction and shit with teams, and then we'll do a light preview of week six. But I really want to get I think everybody wants to hear from David, like the Emmanuel Forbes thing is just, when you talk about context and everything, just how you feel, man?
Man, it's I mean, I think context is definitely a big thing, because this goes back to fucking April, you know, like it goes to the draft and we're sitting there, you know, 16 or 17, whatever it was. And
you see Gonzo sliding.
And Gonzo's right there, bro. And like, I remember I was on Adam's stream, and, you know, you can hear me in the background. I'm like, let's fucking go. He fell to us. I can't believe we got him before we even picked him.
I remember tweeting you live.
Yeah, I was like, bro, no way. And I think you texted me, too. I was like, dude, there's no way that he dropped, bro. Like, I can't believe it. I was lit. I was counting all the all pros. And then we picked Forbes. And it's like, I had tweeted, like, a couple weeks before that I thought Forbes was going to be, like, a fire pick in the second round for someone, you know? So it wasn't that I didn't like him, but I was like, man, like, Gonzo's there. Could we have waited? It was just like a bunch of stuff that was going on, man. And then to see how he's kind of starting out now, like, I'm honestly not too worried, man. Like, it's, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, he's getting cooked by good wide receivers. You know, AJ's, you know, he's in the league, you know, and he's in the upper echelon of receivers. DJ Moore is cool, but I think it's a lot of coaching more than it is anything, to be honest with you. So it sucks. You know, he's getting – fucking Paul's getting all these tweets off on him, paying his fucking utility bills with all this slander and shit.
Well, hold on. You didn't let me read this tweet last time. I got to read it right now.
Yeah.
Christian Gonzalez, Devin Witherspoon, Deontay Banks, and Joey Porter Jr. combined total have given up 403 yards. Emmanuel Forbes, in his lonesome, has given up 401 yards.
Ooh.
Left hand up. Who are we?
Gonzo is dead. Joey Porter played like what 22 snaps like all year. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, it's not good, man. It's obviously, you know, the stats are there. It's not good. It's I was telling Paul too, man. Like, you know, remember that William Jackson shit when we had him, right? Like, he is clearly, and he's always been like a man corner, right? And we try to put him into his own corner, didn't work out, cool. And then now here we are with Forbes, where it's like we draft him because he was, you know, he was better in zone than anything. He's a ball hawk, right? He has the instincts for that. And we're pressing him like man-to-man with fucking A.J. Brown. Like, what? And it's the same coaching staff. It's still Jack Del Rio. It's still Rivera. I think there's a lot of shit that's going into it.
I do agree. They have to go.
It's, bro, it's malpractice, man. I'm not too worried about it, though. Like, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, it still has a long way to go in his career. But I'm not too worried. But it just sucks, man, where it's like all these deep balls and you look and Forbes is right there like three steps behind every time.
Yeah. So y'all took two L's back-to-back to the Eagles in the overtime 2 weeks ago. And then that Bears game was just, yeah.
That's the worst game I've seen from us, like, 100%. I told Paul I would much rather see that Monday night massacre with Vic. I'd rather see RG3 tear up his knee. Like, all those games, man, I would much rather see than this. Like,
yeah.
You know, than what I just saw. It was really bad.
Anything offensively you don't really like too much, or you like so far?
No, I'm honestly not upset with the offense. I'm not upset with how I thought even in that bad game, you know, against Chicago. I mean, I still think he didn't play bad. You know, I think he's still showing signs of improvement every week. So, you know, I'm really happy with that. I think Bieniemy's been like a good change for us. I mean, I think our offense is the reason why I feel better in these games, and our defense is supposed to be the strong suit, and we're giving up 30 plus a game now. Like, I've been really happy with Bieniemy, to be honest with you. Like, given what, you know, he's got a young rookie-ish quarterback and all that stuff, so. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Chase Young for looking like something against the Bears.
Finally, man, not even just the Bears, man. He's been playing well this.
No, he's been playing well. He's been playing well.
You know, so yeah, it's good to see these pieces, man. But after that game, man, I'm like, yeah, nah, let's tank, let's blow it up, get Ron, Jack, everyone out of here, man. Let's just get a good draft pick, man. That's where I'm at.
Paul, how you feel about your y'all? Y'all got the overtime win 2 weeks ago, then the win against the Rams. I didn't get to see the second half of y'all game because I was on my way to the Niner Stadium.
Yeah, offense is coming together, and that's all I could really ask for. I was telling David last week, if we had that game against Commanders in like week one, week two, that's what I would have expected. I thought it would be the defense take a little bit of time to come along. Offense would just be pretty decent just off the personnel from jump. It took a couple weeks, but I can't complain. Like, I can't complain about the defense. There's a lot of moving pieces as far as injuries. We're getting guys back. We're bringing guys in. It could only really get better. And even then, like I said, we're what, first in rush DVOA, closer to 20 in pass. I don't remember the stat, but like that's really nothing to complain about right now.
I will say too, those last two wins are good wins, a division game, and that Rams team is better than their record. So
yeah, and that was another thing that was really good to feel about the defense is that was the Rams' worst game on offense statistically, and they just got cut back. So, like, that's impressive. We've given the Rams the best game. Like, they played the Niners, they played the Bengals, they played whoever else they played, and we've given them the best game.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very happy about my rookie, unlike David. I don't have to tell myself I'm not worried when, you know, I definitely would be panicking after 5 weeks in.
I'm not panicking at all.
I'd be panicking.
Ooh, is that bad where you'd panic?
Yeah, but it's just tough, though, because you're taking an anomaly, though. I'm very out on weight mattering for wide receivers in today's game because of, like, you can't be too physical with them, but receivers can be physical with you. You're allowed to do whatever you want to defend them, and they can't touch you back. And that guy's 160 pounds, and it's just like if he can't go up against a certain archetype of receiver – like, there's always going to be one of those on the field. They'll just find him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as for my rookie showed up back-to-back games. We couldn't get Hal down was the issue, but he was getting to Hal. And then, you know, we get to Stafford, who is a statue, can't really move. He almost died twice. I'm feeling very good, though. This was the best game we played. We could have scored more, but instead we opted for the time of possession, milk the clock, get everybody, you know, healthy to the next game.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all both got some decent games next week. Y'all got the Jets.
That oh, man. I hope it's not a decent game. I'm going to be disappointed if it's a decent game, honestly, because they're down Vera Tucker. Their offensive line's not that good anyway.
I did see Vera Tucker's out for the season.
The O-line nerds, you know, I love to follow them on Twitter. Brandon Thorne, Ben Fennell, they're talking about that Jets D-line versus the Eagles O-line matchup. That's going to be really fun to see the clips on after. But outside of that, like, I'm going to be disappointed in Brian Johnson and Jalen Hurts if we can't make something happen over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. David, y'all got the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have a good recipe to beat us, run the ball. And, I mean, hopefully Desmond Ritter's, we see what he was against the Jags. But, you know, I really wish that Bears game didn't happen because I would have felt a lot more confident about this. I think we're just at the point where I don't know what team we're going to get. So now, I in a game like this, I'd probably take the Falcons at home. But, yeah, at this point, bro, I'm only watching for Sam Howell. Like, that's it.
I feel that about a lot of teams, though. Like, we really just don't know shit about teams. And it's just so funny when it's a team that you've paid so much attention to and you don't even know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, I got a question about a team. I want to see if you guys feel good about this team, like, so far this mm-hmm. like, basically going off what you just said, Paul, how do y'all feel about the Lions coming off back-to-back wins 2 weeks ago, the Packers, and then last week the Panthers? Yes.
They didn't play anybody, but all you can ask when you don't play anybody is to beat them significantly.
Yeah,
they beat the shit out of both teams. It wasn't close in either of those games. They made both quarterbacks look bad. They made both quarterbacks turn the ball over. They're better against the run than I expected coming into this year. Obviously, you could attribute that to who they've played. Jared Goff, the same. He's played in really good ball. You know, he had that interception issue after he finally threw one after like 400 attempts. He settled in. I need to see them play a good team, and we're going to get it soon. What are they playing, the Ravens, right?
Nah, okay. Well, they're playing the Buccaneers, who coming off a bye, but before that, they beat us. They beat the Saints. You know, limited Derek Carr and everything.
They get the Bucs at Tampa. They get Baltimore in Baltimore. Then it's the Raiders, but then it's the Chargers in L.A. Like, over this next four games, we're going to learn a lot about them. I think they're good. I think that they are – the only teams better than them are the top three. I think they're the fourth best team. Even though Seattle beat them, I've said a lot of words about what I thought happened in that game as far as the Lions kind of beat themselves, giving them 14 points. So, sorry, Seahawks fans. I get it. You beat them. I kind of think the Lions are just a little bit better than you right now. And then it's just the Cowboys that are ahead of them and then the Niners and the Eagles ahead of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm definitely I'm pretty high on them right now. I mean – like Paul said, they haven't beaten anyone crazy, but I think the important pieces, like you're seeing Goff settle in. Aiden's been playing well, especially the last couple weeks, and I think those are things that you really want to see from them. Sam Laporta is just becoming such a huge part of their passing game, too. Yeah, just like a whole another dynamic. So I think it's cool to see that, you know, these younger guys are stepping up to them. So.
Do the J-Mo drops bother you, either of you guys?
He's barely played football, so... yeah, I can't. I'm not gonna grade him on anything until I see him.
Get into
the
groove. Y'all don't think the Bucks, them playing the Bucks, gonna be a good challenge for them? Vegas giving them three.
I definitely think it's gonna be a good challenge for them. That Bucks defense is always gonna be good. Just seeing what the Bucks offense looked like against us, though, is a little discouraging because we had a lot of moving pieces that day and they couldn't get anything going. So I'm curious how the Lions will handle it because we don't know about the Lions defense yet. Jerry Jacobs, three interceptions. All of them looked a little funky. Looked a little bit like Hufunga.
Ooh. Okay. I think that's a perfect segue. We might as well get into it. Let's talk about the Niners coming off. They beat the Cardinals 2 weeks ago. I mean, we don't really have to talk about that, but, Sunday night, they beat the piss out of the Cowboys. I mean,
had their faith in the pillow, man.
Yeah, I was there. It's nothing like that's one of my pleasures seeing Cowboy fans. Like, but I saw it live for the first time in my life, seeing them live. Like, I don't care who does it. I don't care who does it. I don't care who beats them like that. That gives me joy.
Yep.
But
that's why I've always liked you, man, for that reason right there. You've always been a good guy, man.
Yeah. I think a lot of fan bases have that, though, that, like, if for Saints, it's, of course, it's the Falcons, but it's the Cowboys, and then, you know, a mix of a little bit of other teams. But it's definitely those two we do not fuck with.
Yeah.
That was definitely a stock up for the Niners, stock down for the Cowboys. Like, both played a part. Like, one team is good. It was better than we thought. One team was worse than we thought.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like we probably won't talk about the Niners until week 13. We know what that is.
Yeah, that's 2 months away. I can't do that every week.
That's what I'm saying.
Preview the game 8 times, man. Yeah, I know a lot of people want to. The timeline wants to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not we really don't have to talk about the Niners until that time of the year. Because, I mean, they have the Browns, the Vikings. Maybe the Bengals game might be something. Then they have a bye, and then they have a couple games still, and then into the Eagles.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
We know what it is with them. It's Super Bowl or bust with that team in Santa Clara. So.
It's so funny because, like, it's true, but you're saying it about, you know, the last pick in the draft, second-year quarterback. But it's true, though. Like that. But that's Shanahan, though. Give him his respect. Give him his respect, please.
Who, me?
Yeah.
You know I like Shanahan. It's just he's you got to get over that hump, bro.
Yeah.
You got to get over that hump.
Do you guys feel better about them being able to get over the hump now that we've seen more of Purdy, or you still think like, you know, it's cool?
Yeah, I feel better about it. Yeah. I think Purdy hasn't messed up yet, and that's the important part. He just hasn't Because even if he messed up, you could still believe in the team. But he's, mm-hmm. he just hasn't even given you reason to believe that he's going to mess up. 5 weeks of perfect ball for the most part. Like, you know, everybody has thrown balls that could have potentially get picked. And, you know, he's thrown a couple, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think he's just doing what he needs to be doing. You know, he's not doing anything outrageous. He's not doing anything bad either. It's just he's managing that offense. I mean,
the most important thing is he's not losing the game for them.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
And he's also making a couple of off-platform throws, and he's getting more comfortable. He's definitely better than Jimmy G. I think that one's apparent because you weren't really sure about how much or if at all, and then it just – the more you see, it's like he's at least like a tier. I think he's a tier ahead of maybe two tiers.
Yeah, he's definitely better than post-knee Jimmy G. Like, you know, post-knee injury Jimmy G, that's apparent. Yeah.
We barely got pre-injury. Right.
That's also true.
Yeah.
That's also true. Give Kyle his credit. Like, he just he knows how to make it easy for that type of quarterback.
Yeah. Just work. Let me ask you this though. Speaking of teams that we don't really know of, what the hell are the Saints, man? Are they the Buccaneers Saints, or are they the 34-0 whatever it was Patriots Saints?
I do think it'll be different the second time we play the Bucks. We gave them points, like we put points on the board for them. So like I take that game with a grain of salt. And then I don't really. The only thing I take away from the Patriots game, I don't really care. I mean, obviously, like we know you got to handle your business who on the schedule, but. It was more like the things we did offensively, like more motion. Mm-hmm. It was looked more like a modern offense, bro. It wasn't so vanilla and plain. Mm-hmm. So that was a step in the right direction. And everybody was calling each other out. I think everybody did it the right way. And Paul, I know you fuck with Nick Underhill, our reporter. He said, and it's interesting to see like posts like Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Fuck that guy, by the way, but. And all those other vets that we had in the building, like Zach Streif and all those guys, like Alvin Kamara is that guy who kind of is the voice, and it's he's kind of like a reserved guy, but like him calling people out last week and even after the win the other day, like in the 34-0 win, he's calling people out like Olave, you left two big plays on the field, like Marshawn, you had a pick that you could have, like he's calling people out still, you know what I mean? Like we needed that. And he's calling the offensive coordinator out. Like, bro, we needed it. So I'll see where it goes from here.
Where do y'all stand in the NFC right now?
I don't – are we better than the Seahawks?
I don't think so.
Nah.
Right, it's close, though. Like, I don't think the Seahawks are world beaters. I think they just played the Giants and people got excited.
Yeah, so we're probably in that tier right behind them.
Man, that Bucks game does like sit with me though. I wish y'all played them right again, right back.
Yeah, I don't know when the next time we play them.
Week 17.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It's set up for this. Like, I think you guys kind of epitomized the whole like we don't know what you guys are. Like, there's a bunch of teams that are like that, but you more so than anybody. You barely beat the worst team in the league in the Panthers. You barely beat the Titans, who are super mid. You barely lose to the Packers in one of the funniest games ever. Then you get smoked by the Bucks, and you smoke the Patriots. And now you're going to Houston to play the Texans, and it would be so Saints-like for y'all to just lose this game.
It will. The one thing that's been consistent in all those games is the defense. Like, the offense played a part in all of – in you know what I mean? Like, all of those L's. I mean, all of the games. Like, even though, you know, the ones that looked bad that were wins. The offense couldn't – it just wasn't – it was non-existent almost. So
yeah,
and that's still Pete Carmichael though. Like even if he looked good for 1 week, I gotta trust what he was for the last how many years?
Exactly. That like I'm not a sheep. Y'all been
do
hearing
it
me
again,
say
Pete.
It. Y'all been hearing me say it, and y'all been seeing me tweet. I'm not a sheep. So
yeah.
All right, man. I get it. Evan Neal, understand that Coach Bear's not a sheep like the rest of them.
Yeah. I was saying it before that chunk.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about the whole Carr situation as of right now?
It's hard to really blame him. I've been saying it before people start acting like they knew. Like, he was holding the ball too long. I will say our offensive line has been playing. It's gotten better every week. It almost feels like pinning has gotten better
in the past. Paul hates to hear that, by the way.
I know.
He didn't get to see Judon. I forgot who else. Somebody else was dead, too, in that game.
Hey, man.
Demario, yeah.
You got to play who in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I know. But yeah. He got priors. He got a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got
That's
priors.
True. That's true. But
you got to see Will Anderson again, this week, man. That's what I'm ready for. Again, matchup of the
right,
week.
Right. Again, like, I got to see it. I don't know what this team is, so.
Yeah. I think Will Anderson has been a solid overall player. He hasn't really came out as a pass rusher yet this year, and I think that Penning matchup might have him licking his chops a little bit.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I mean, I don't have no – it's not like I'm a Penning stan or whatever, so if he sucks, I don't have – if he has a bad week, I don't have any problem saying it. So, shout out to that second-round pick from the Broncos, so – if we got a double dip at that position, I don't give a fuck.
If he stinks, I'm going to quote the PFF grade and get, like, you know, 20 cents off that tweet.
Pinning your feeding families in the wrong way, man.
Now, Forbes is really feeding families.
Yeah, yeah, dead ass. Not a good person.
Yeah, man. Hey, we'll get it back in blood, man. I'm not worried about it. You know how it goes.
All right, while he's not here, let's talk shit about Jabs team. Is that team real? You played them. You saw them. I saw them. I thought they were ass when we beat them, but then when they smoked Jabs, I was like, wait, maybe we were just, you know, good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's another – but it's things we could say. Like, the offensive coordinator is good. He going through – he went through – like, we're going to see him go through lumps. Like, but I think that – I don't know. I don't know what that team is. The defense is good. The offense trends the right way.
Yeah, it's tough because they didn't play five games like everybody else. So, like, their only losses to an undefeated team, that's cool. But then their wins are to teams that have a combined total of two wins. And it should be one win, but David's team is just that bad.
Thanks. Yeah. No, the Bucks, I don't know, man. It's still really hard for me to trust a Baker-led team.
Wait, you know? Call it what it is. The Bake Show-led team.
I'm not calling them that. I refuse to do that. It's hard for me to trust a team that's led by him, though, man, because it's like at some point, and I asked this question about Purdy, like, late in the season. Like, when is the other shoe going to drop? Like, when are we going to see what it, like, at some point, bro, we've seen what Baker is also can be, too, you know? And it's like that defense can only really help you out for so long. They're doing what they need to do, and they're definitely better than what I expected them to be at this point now. But it's really tough for me to kind of gauge.
They kind of got a crazy three-game stretch coming up. Lions, Falcons, and Bills.
Mm. Yeah, that's 0-3 right there.
Hey, Jeez. They could win any of those games.
Yeah. that's crazy.
I think guaranteed one win. I just don't know where it's coming from.
But I think us being able to say that tells us how we feel about this team. Like, they could win all of those games. But they
I think I was just wrong on them, though. I think they're better than I thought. That's all it is.
Yeah. No, yeah. I told Jab that last episode. Like, I might have been wrong. Like, y'all might be good.
He's trying to lap that one, but he was a coward. He kind of, like, cowarded. Like, he wanted to talk up his Bucks, but he definitely folded
on that.
Yeah, he
was scared to do it. He was scared to do it. He was.
I think the only team that, like, I think the Falcons are the only team he was low on in that division. He kind of had the Saints ahead of him. But he also had the Panthers, like, winning the division for a little bit, too. Like, so yeah, he was a coward. He can't lap that one entirely.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that guy.
He should have believed in the Big Show.
He gave props to the Panthers and didn't give none to his own. That's crazy.
Bro, and I'm sorry, there was no reason to be high on the Panthers, bro. Like,
come on, bro. We might have to drug. No, this show is gonna start drug testing. You're under investigation, buddy.
The Bucks ruined a couple people's trade deadlines. There's like a lot of fan bases that thought they could be adding a Mike Evans at the deadline. Yep. It ain't happening.
Yep.
What is it? The Giants thought that a Mike Evans could make them a contender about 4 weeks ago. Guess what? Not happening.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case 4 weeks ago. It's not the case today. That was never the case. They were.
I argue with like three people, Jab being one of them.
That they would make the Giants contenders?
And it was a smart move for them to make, like to add a 30-year-old receiver that you're going to have to pay. Like you're only doing that if you're Mike Evans away. I said the only team that should do that was the Jets. Obviously not anymore because Rodgers died. And then I said the Lions maybe. And I still feel that way.
How do you feel about Baltimore doing that?
Oh, man. I don't want to be too honest with that team. You're not allowed to be honest with that team.
Okay, let's talk about it. How many teams we in week six already? God damn.
Yeah.
I don't want Baltimore to make a move for the immediate right now. Like Mike Evans is 30, bro.
In the next 2 weeks, teams gonna have to figure out who they are though.
Yeah. I feel like the Ravens could have been that though, but it's just too many things are going bad for them. It's not only that Odell's hurt. Bateman just sucks. Zay is cool, but they just been suffering like all these injuries all around, and it's just you feel like that's just a bad vibes team, and you just wonder when the Lamar injury is getting announced.
Yeah.
That's an unlucky team. They're becoming the new Chargers in that aspect. Obviously, I don't think they're like super bozos, but they're just a super unlucky team. They should have way more success. I do think Harbaugh is some to blame, but for the most part, just injury luck is horrible. Now, I'm not talking about Odell. You could expect that injury, but all around that team.
And it's like, bro, when is it time to give up on Harbaugh? Do they? I'm not saying I've given up on them. Like,
I've given up, but I don't think they do. He won them a Super Bowl. When you win a Super Bowl, they'll hold on forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really – it just kind of seems like we're in the same loop every year with this team at this point.
That's why I was giving Chargers vibes too, though. It's like you buy in and then, look what happens.
All right, well, okay, let me ask about this team because we already pretty much figured out what they've came out and said they're selling the Broncos.
I need Justin Simmons, bro. I need Justin Simmons on my team. I need that. Ooh. Him and Reed Blankenship next to each other. Justin Evans played decent ball for us last week, but it's still not the same, man. I don't ever want to see Terrell Edmonds play actual safety for me. I want him to be, like a linebacker.
Well, okay, so the Broncos are, if I'm reading this correctly, in the offseason, they'll be negative 12 in the cap. Where did they go?
They got to sell off and just – they should sell off and eat a season. Like, I get it. It sucks. But you got Sean Payton for the long haul. You don't have Russ for the long haul if you're eating next season. I think everybody but PS2 should be moved. You should even consider moving PS2 if you get a haul. But you're not going to get a haul.
Yeah. No, I was just about to say they're definitely getting off Jerry Jeudy in the next 2 weeks.
It's either Jeudy or Sutton are going in the next 2 weeks, and then the other one's going to go at the end of the year.
Whew.
Yeah, I mean, it's they already dug themselves in a hole to begin with that Russ contract, giving up what you gave up to get Sean Payton. Like, you already limited yourself with a bunch of those assets anyways. So, like, it had to have – like, if you're doing all those things, your window – like, you had to have – burst through that fucking window at this point. They're going the complete opposite way. Like, they dug themselves into a huge hole that they're not going to get out of. Like, you know, it's kind of at the point. Yeah, I kind of feel the same about them and the Chargers. Like, next year might have to be a year that the Chargers just take it. It is what it is. We wasted a rookie deal on Herbert. Like, but yeah, the Broncos, they're in hell, man. Like, it doesn't suck for them. Fuck them.
Sean Payton ran his mouth about Hackett. Sean Payton took all the bad players off the Saints. He just did so much. He was so loud to beat his ass, like loud and stupid, loud and
fuck
wrong.
That guy. Fuck that guy. Man.
He's clearly a breeze merchant. Like, it's looking all bad. He is a good coach overall, though. Like, obviously, you win with good talent. That's special. Not many people could win with good talent, but he might have been put in an echelon that he just doesn't belong in.
Yeah.
We'll save that content for another time, man.
Being the worst ran team in the league is just embarrassing.
After criticizing the previous regime for being like, you know what I mean?
He couldn't turn off that analyst hat, and it just made him look so bad this year. And it's fun to look at. I don't even have like reason to hate the dude. That's just how embarrassing he was this year. His fault. I feel bad for his family.
Yep.
Do you?
I don't know his family, but imagine your dad was out there saying some wild shit like that, looking all stupid. Like, you see on the – you go check your Twitter timeline, and it's just videos of your dad talking shit a month ago.
Yeah. Okay, hey, I'm gonna call this segment, I don't know, Race for Caleb or Drake. And okay. I'm gonna just name these teams that are currently 1-4, or teams that we know are can be in that contention in their, you know, 2 and 3 or whatever. So the Broncos 1-4. The Panthers are 0-5. Excuse me. Wow.
Yeah, they're obviously gonna be a race.
Right. I mean, they don't have a pick, and they got their QB. So, the Vikings 1-4, and Jettas.
That's interesting.
Jettas is on IR, right? Am I correct?
Yep.
Bears 1-4. Patriots 1-4. Cardinals 1-4. Giants 1-4.
It's tough because the Bears and the Panthers are the worst teams in the league to me. But those two teams are trying to win games, whereas like some of these other teams are gonna quit. Like we're here, the Broncos are gonna sell off. Exactly. They're gonna quit.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to say this out loud. How y'all feel?
I think the Broncos get that one. I do. Because the Panthers are gonna be fighting. Eventually the Panthers are gonna be fighting teams that don't wanna win. So they're just gonna get a couple wins from that.
Wait. Okay. David, well, if the Broncos get one, what's the offseason?
Damn, bro, like
yeah, hey David, what the fuck?
I don't even know what they do with that first pick. Cause like you can't move from Russ for how long? Like
you could move him whenever you want when you think about it, though. Like I always tell people, if you get Wentz before he played on his money. He didn't even play on that contract at all, and we traded him.
If you get number one, that kind of shores up that kind of like alleviates everything else.
Yeah, but it's another wash year. Of course, you're gonna draft Caleb, and then you're gonna do literally nothing else, and you're gonna pretty much wait out a year. And then you're going to try to do something.
Okay, so if you're the GM of the Broncos and the number one pick, do you take Caleb?
Yeah, you definitely take Caleb.
You don't entertain okay. You don't even think about entertaining offers?
Russ is going to be another year older. Like, you're not going to get better.
With Russ, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, you're not going to improve with Russ because what are you going to do? Most of these trades – you're not getting players. Russ is making $1 trillion. You're going to have to pay PS2. So you're not getting players back. You're getting picks back. Okay, and Russ is 35 years old. Actually, 36 next year.
Wait. So are y'all saying this unconsciously with thinking Drake May's going second?
Yeah. But that doesn't matter. I feel like you need to get Caleb. Yeah, it's hard to trade back and still get your guy. That doesn't really happen.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying, what if they like Drake? And you able to trade back to 4 and like you know what I mean? Like
that's too risky though. If you like Drake, you just take Drake at 1. It's hard to pull that off.
Wow.
Like then you risk somebody trading up to 2 and then grabbing Drake or trading up
to 3. That's true.
Yeah, if you like Drake, take him. That's your QB1. Yeah, if they're picking 1 or 2, they need to be walking out with a quarterback. It doesn't matter how bad your defense is. If your quarterback is a veteran and he has you picking in the top 2, they're just not good enough.
Yep. I definitely think that they should go quarterback. I just didn't know like how that would look or make sense financially, but if it doesn't really matter that much, then you gotta get the guy.
It's ugly financially. It really is ugly financially. Yeah, but like,
it is.
You're not building around Russ and picks though, so you're kinda fucked.
We gotta like with all the reports, is Caleb okay with that situation, like declaring?
I don't think those reports are real. I'd never buy that.
You haven't seen that since
Eli, man.
Yeah, like, bro, you're most likely going to go number one, man. You're not going to pass that up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool place to play in, too, though. I think Mile High is 100%. Cool. I think Denver is a cool city. It's not one of those franchises that has that stink on it. Of course, it gets scary, though. If you do this for the next couple of years, you might develop that stink. Like, kind of like the Giants, man. The Giants were... like they're coming off 2 bowls in this century and all that. Like they're in New York while they're in New Jersey, and they just developed a stink on their franchise.
We laugh at them.
Yeah,
that's a crazy scenario.
I honestly, like even if I was Caleb, I think working with Sean Payton would be pretty interesting too. That's definitely better than fucking going to Arizona or
that. This scenario also works for Coach Bear's agenda because we have the first pick of the second round, so.
And also keep them in that division. It's so funny. Watch Herbert, Mahomes, Caleb, Moore.
God. And just laugh at the Raiders because they can't get it right. And the Broncos sign Russ, fumbled it and then ends up with Caleb. Like that, mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Let's talk about the Raiders. Matter of fact, let's. Hey. I know they're coming off the win last week, week four. They lost to the Chargers. what does the race for them look like?
They fucking up and trying to win games because McDaniels is coaching for his job. They should be trying to lose. Jimmy is looking like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, which is it's just hilarious though how McDaniels had Carr looking last year. Obviously, Carr's nothing special, but like he looked exceptionally bad last year. Now Jimmy looks like significantly worse than we've ever seen Jimmy play football. I just think this team is void of talent and don't know why they just don't just give in. Just one of these seasons, just give in and lose.
Tyree Wilson playing football actually kind of looks hilarious, bro.
Did he get a win last night?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, they did. They said he had one win. He had one pressure. Good for him. That's
I didn't watch till the second half. I was coming from practice, so I don't know. When did he get that win? Does it say?
Nah, but that game was funny though. It was. I criticized the Raiders are like the least interesting team to me because of who they have on their team, but they play funny games. And there's Raiders fans that try to like quote my tweet about that, talking about it. Like you should not be proud of why your games are entertaining.
Shout out to
Meek Robertson climbing the ladder on Christian Watson. That was hilarious, but it was just a fucking shit show.
Like for them, it's entertaining because it's a bunch of bad football that's being played. It's not like it's entertaining because like you guys are competitive and you're keeping up with these teams. Yeah. Like it's not anything like that, bro. Like you guys are a joke. That's why.
Like I'm about to lock into that Panthers Bears game that's gonna happen in a few weeks. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be horrible. It's gonna be amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the Bears
Broncos. Look away, bro.
Just like the Bears Broncos. Like
after what we saw last night, are you guys out on Jordan Love or still too early?
I am kind of out on him. I don't like him already being that old. It was a situation set up for failure though. Like he's 25 years old already. I haven't seen anything good from him yet. Shout out to him. That Saints game started really horrible narratives, though. It was irresponsible from Packers fans. It built him up to be something he's not, and then he just played like absolute dog shit back-to-back weeks. He's got a ratio of 1-5 in these last 2 weeks.
They literally won. They know why we won, man. I mean, they know why they won. They know why.
Yeah, they do. Maybe they wanted to live in denial during that game, but then the next 2 weeks kind of like, yeah, he's just not that good. He could always get better, but – it just sucks that they wasted 3 years of his life.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It was definitely drafted in a place where you didn't really need to do that at all.
Yeah, they could have drafted T. Higgins or whatever. Like, there's so many things that they could have done to help out Rodgers. They set this kid up for failure, though. It's not the same situation as Favre to Rodgers. This is really just a mistake, man. Yeah. They did something in the early 2000s and thought that shit was still relevant 15 years later.
The team that Rodgers inherited was kind of already ready to compete, even though they didn't that first year.
Yeah. I won't say this team is ready to compete, but I think this is a good young quarterback situation. Like they do have young weapons, and I get that they're very inexperienced, but I think they're good enough football players along with a great offensive line and a good defense. And I think LaFleur is a good enough coach. I always thought he's overrated, but he's a good enough coach. And it's funny that Packers fans are calling him a trash coach now because he was a great coach when Aaron Rodgers was there, and then they just don't even know, man. Whatever fits their narrative, I guess.
Yep. What about you, Bear? What do you think? Are you out on him? Or are you still too early?
Same thing. Like, if you don't even show, like, I don't think he's even flashed.
Nope. Like, what has he flashed? Like,
back against you guys. I mean?
Cool. You know what we say, David? Like, what did he do?
Yeah, you know what we say, David? Like, we got to see flashes. Like,
like that Howl throw that didn't count on Reed Blankenship's forearm. Like, can he make one of those? And we go, ooh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate that.
It was the best throw of the year, arguably, man. He was about to die, and he just fucking off the back foot. Amazing. Yeah. I get it. Maybe he can't make that throw, but it's like making DeMario Douglas miss on a bad angle. Yeah. Like that is highlight of the season.
Yep. Like.
My bad. I said DeMario Douglas. DeMario Davis.
Yeah, but no, I definitely agree. I think it is tough, man, because, okay, you see, you know, Bryce, CJ's, Howell, all these younger guys, right? But like, bro, you've been in the league for how long now, man? Like, come on, like you were behind Rodgers for what, 2-3 years? Like, you know what it is, man. You're coming out like you haven't shown anything to be like, damn, like that's why they took him. Like, yeah. There hasn't been any of that. It's been the complete opposite. He had two terrible picks yesterday. Like, we see a lot more of that than we do even anything like relatively good. Like,
I get his growth is supposed to be stunted, but he still should be ahead of these kids that just
came
into the league.
Exactly. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, it's I don't know, man. It's
I don't expect a, you know, 26-year-old leap coming from him next year, though. So he's going to have to show it this year or else it's over.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Okay. I let me ask about a scenario where the Giants gets the number one overall pick.
Oh, man. they're not trading it. They are definitely drafting somebody. They'll eat that dead cat for a year. The rest of the years are fake. So they'll just eat it for 1 year, take Caleb, and be very happy, and I'll be very upset about that.
You think they take Caleb?
Yeah, they better not, man. Like, Drake May, I think he's a great prospect. Some people think he's better than Caleb. But it's just going to be funny, though, when they go from Duke to North Carolina at the quarterback position. Like, man, just go take the other guy from a football school.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to ask a question because, you know, I could look like I'm just being an NFC East fan. But this coaching staff for the Giants, they're not holding up their end of the bargain. This is the coach of the year last year. You know, I thought it was close between him and Sirianni. I would have took Sirianni. But this year, they're not putting their players in places to succeed. Their receiving core is ass, and they're not playing Jalen Hyatt. Like, that, it just doesn't make sense. Let him fail because these other guys are already failing. The Paris Campbell stuff is not working.
Yeah, come on. Come on, bro.
And then also, it's like on the head coach to have a better, like, to have the worst offensive line in the league is bad coaching. You are investing in this unit. You're putting first-round picks, second-round picks into this unit, and you have the absolute worst in the league. Like, yeah, you could draft the bust, but that's on the coaching staff.
Yeah, I think, honestly, like, okay, a year ago, yes, were they better than we expected them to be? Definitely, because of the talent they had. I thought that, you know, Dablebot did a good job, I guess, kind of getting the most out of it. But at the end of the day, they didn't win anything really impressive. Like, these were all one-score games, right? Like, we knew that win-loss was fake in a way, right? You get a playoff win against
Vikings.
Yep. And then who do they beat in the playoffs for that playoff win? The Vikings, who we also weren't that high on.
The Battle of the Frogs.
Exactly. And then now you're here. Like, this is kind of the point where it's like, okay, yes, what Dable did was impressive to an extent, and I was still kind of holding off on it for literally where we are right now. Like, this is a team where every single week they're getting absolutely embarrassed to some extent. Like, you know, so it's cool, you know, coach of the year, whatever it was last year, congrats. Like, you know, you won more games than we expected, but this is kind of like, all right, like this is what he is. This is what that team is, you know?
Yeah, I think Dable's nothing more than an adult in the building that Joe Judge wasn't, and Dable also makes good situational decisions is pretty much just a computer saying, go for it here, don't go for it here, and he does that, which is half the battle in the league today with all these dinosaurs. Shout out Ron Rivera.
Yeah, fuck that guy. And it's definitely not any, like, NFC fan, because, like, we said the same thing about the Vikings going into the year, like, you know, and they're not anything really impressive either. Like, it's the writing was on the wall for that if you really watch these games, like, you know.
Yeah, with the Vikings, they also had a little bit more awareness. They cut Dalvin. They cut, what's his name? Who's the Kendricks? Mm-hmm. They tried to trade Daniil.
Yep.
They let go of Thielen. Like, they knew what they were. But yeah, there were people that still liked them because they didn't like that division.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get the first overall. I wouldn't blame them for taking a quarterback or a Caleb if they finished number one, but I don't know, man. Again, it's just like you just tied up, you know, with Daniel Jones for, what, 3 years? And, yeah, it's not the contract that Russ is, so there's, I'm sure, a lot more flexibility. But
yeah, they're only going to really eat it for 1 year. It's no issue. You draft a quarterback. There's some people like, oh, like, it's our guy Kingsbury talking about his Raiders, scared to draft a quarterback. If you're in position to get that guy, you got to get him because there's no guarantee you're getting that there. You could make your situation really good and then just never get your guy. I think people look at the Niners and look at the Eagles and how they've always kind of bounced back and bounced, like, pause. But That's not reality for everybody else. You don't have great coaching all around always. So you got, if you have a quarterback that you think is truly different, like a lot of people believe Caleb is, some believe Drake is, you got to grab them. You can't be like, ah, we don't have a good enough situation for this. Like, no, that's stupid.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah. Are the Vikings similar to being in the Raiders situation where you think they're going to win games to get out of that combo for quarterback?
I don't know, man. With the Jettas going on IR, it sucks because obviously Kirk has no incentive to lose. He's like 35 years old. He's in a contract year.
That's what I mean. Like, Kirk is going to try to win them games.
Jordan Addison might be good enough to allow them to float if they try, but at the end of the day, they're still 1-4. Like, they're not a good team. They might win a couple and take them out of Caleb and Drake range as for drafting them, but say, like, a team that doesn't want to pick a quarterback, maybe the Bears stick with Justin Fields. Say the Bears win some games and the Panthers get them number one pick. The Vikings could be moving up with the Bears. Well, I guess not because it's division, but one of those scenarios where somebody gets – a first pick, second pick, or third pick, and the Vikings want to move up because they shouldn't go forward with Kirk. He's like 10 years older than Jettas. Go find him a real running mate.
Yeah, right. And the Vikings schedule, they actually played the Bears this week. Then they got the Niners. Then they got the Packers. Then the Falcons. Then the Saints.
Bears fans are going to get obnoxious again and start with their whole preseason talk if they beat this Jettas-less Vikings team. That's two in a row. That's a winning streak for them. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. I really would have started that, man. God, I can't believe it.
It's all your fault. Going to have to kill you if they get to three games in a row.
Yeah, so, I don't know how many games the Vikings win in that five-game slate.
So. Man, I think in the remaining of their games, they're going to win, like, maybe four more at most. Like, I don't think they're a good team. I think they told us what they were. And they're gonna achieve that goal, even with Kirk trying his hardest, because – no matter how hard you try, if you don't have Justin Jefferson out there, it's not going to look that pretty.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, they'll be probably pick 6 to 8.
Yeah, that's fair, and they can move up to get Drake if they want him there. But there's always a chance that they just lose more, or somebody else gets hurt, or they keep Jettas on IR for longer than 4 games.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, team should be tanking. Fuck it.
That's why I brought this scenario up. Obviously, we talked about the Cardinals scenario a couple of times.
I think they're going to start losing games now. It was cool. They had a cool little story of playing teams really hard in the first few games. I think the Bengals are better than, you know, what they showed in the first few games of the season, but I also don't think they're that on that level yet where the Cardinals should have been getting beat like that. So I think the Cardinals are going to go back down to where they were supposed to be to start the season.
Who's the best team in the AFC to you guys right now?
Ah, fuck. That's tough because it was the Bills. And then the Bills lost to the Jaguars. And then the Bills lost their best defensive player after last week losing their second best defensive player. And then Von Miller dressed up as a decoy. And there's just a lot of stuff going on over there. And I'm like, is it back to the Dolphins who the Bills just beat up? It's probably the answer is probably the Chiefs, though, and they haven't looked good.
Yeah.
I'd probably go the Dolphins just because there's just, the Dolphins, they got beat up by the Bills, who's, you know, we're also having a conversation about being one of the best teams, you know, in the league already. So it's like, you know, the Bills, we've seen ugly wins and ugly losses. The Chiefs haven't been going. The Jets died. Like, I'm gonna go with the Dolphins right now. I think they're the best.
30-point loss is a 30-point loss, though. That's more than that. When the Cowboys got knocked by 30, we were on their heads. We were talking all that shit. All
right,
Dolphins got knocked by 30.
Yeah. Let me ask this. I wish Trey and Matt didn't get hurt because I would have liked to see that matchup. Obviously, we're gonna see it again. But Jalen Ramsey was going to be there next time. And Stephon Diggs was a big reason for why that point differential was that big in that first game.
Yeah, for sure. I think the Bills are out of that running, though. I think they're going to be a team that's going to be tough to beat week in and week out, but they're just not going to be the best team.
Without those two guys on defense.
That's what I was saying. The rest of the year, it's over.
I do think the game would have been closer if, obviously, fully healthy with Jalen and, like, sans Matt and Trey being out for the year.
We also got to see what Jalen really is, too, though.
That's also true, too.
We're going to finally learn about that. I think it's the answer still the Chiefs, even though they haven't looked that good. I would like to see them in a head-to-head. I think the issue with the Dolphins is out of all the best teams in the league, AFC and NFC, they clearly have a tier worse defense at the least. Multiple tiers for most of those teams. They just don't have a good defense. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
Okay, let's actually talk about the Chiefs. They're 4-1. They play the Broncos this week. We obviously see. I was saying it last year, and I've been saying it. I just was a year too early. That defense is carrying them. I mean, Pat Mahomes looks like Pat Mahomes, obviously, but the offense just—they don't have playmakers besides Travis. I mean, and Pacheco. Pacheco's—he's looking good as a football player.
They finally ran him a bunch this week. It didn't even go too well. They couldn't really move the ball that way. Like you said, it's the defense doing most of the work. I feel like they have to bring in a pass catcher. Obviously, with the Chiefs, they don't have to bring in like a super needle mover, but I feel like they got to bring in somebody. It was cool that they gave Justin Ross his try, two catches, like 30 yards. Cool for him. But I think it's special when a team with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid is playing through their defense right now, though. Like, they can only get better. Like, Rashee Rice fit in a little bit more. People don't remember. Kadarius Toney, he barely played with them last year. the more time they play together, the more time I think they're going to get it right. And that's why, even though they haven't looked the part, I got to say they're the best. I think the refs helped them out in two of these games. Maybe they're not 4-1, but at the end of the day, it's just the standings all that matters.
Yep. Their schedule is actually kind of tough. I didn't realize this.
Yeah, you're in that division. I get it. You got the Raiders and the Broncos, but you still got the Chargers. Yeah, and then you got the first place schedule. They got us. Yeah, it's not an easy one.
Yeah. So. Oh, man, the AFC, man. We were so wrong about it. Well, me, I thought it was going to be so much. Man.
Yeah, Jets died. Bills are dying. There's some teams like the Broncos who you thought would at least be middle of the pack, and they are the worst team in football. I think the Chargers are going to start looking a little bit better. I think they played a couple close games, where they could have won. They're going to look better now. They played the Dolphins really well. People are like, Dolphins could be the best team in the league. Chargers are disappointing. But that was down to the wire.
They did. They did play them well.
Yeah, we're going to learn a bit about the Chargers because they got the Chiefs in 2 weeks.
But I think, I think even still, like, we'll know. We're going to know what the Chargers are, even if they – what is their record right now?
I mean, shit, they got Dallas this week.
Yeah, they got Dallas. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to love that.
Yeah, but you Dallas, know what I mean? Like, Chiefs, I don't think we're ever going to trust the team.
Yeah, of course not. And Staley led teams are never going to be trusted, but they beat Dallas. That's my favorite team in the AFC.
Yep, 100%.
Then they got the Chiefs the week after. Shout out to them.
Yeah. I think that the way that I view the Chiefs and the Chargers are completely different. Like, I'm not buying into the Chargers until I see it, and then I'm not gonna sell stock on the Chiefs until like I see it's like a big problem. Like, I think they've definitely earned the benefit of the doubt. If this is just we're just waiting on them to get it all together, like I'd feel cool about that.
Yeah,
are they going to pay a pass catcher or draft a pass catcher high in the offseason?
They're never going to pay a pass catcher.
Yeah,
it's tough though because they're going to eventually have to find a Kelce successor. It looked like he died last game, but he bounced back. But he's still 34 years old. That's going to be tough. So maybe they consider it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get why they don't feel like you have to when you have Mahomes and you have Reed. They don't really have to, but it's like, just imagine like what that does. You get a guy like that, man. That just completely puts you over the top.
Kelce's not doing what he was doing. Like, his numbers are showing serious regression right now, and you have to wonder if it's finally got him. Like, I thought last year it was like finally going to get him. You take away Tyreek, he turned 33. If he doesn't, like, maybe his volume's higher, but he'll be less efficient. No, he was just as efficient, and his volume was higher. But now it might have finally caught up to him. Why couldn't it be a year ago, man? Fuck.
I'm glad it wasn't, man.
Maybe Taylor Swift is just a distraction. We'll see. Yeah. You got to let it play out a little bit longer.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Any agendas y'all want to get off about any teams? I know we talked about the Ravens just a little bit.
I got an agenda to get off. It's not so much of an agenda. It's a little bit of a hot take, but I think people are going to realize it's true. And that's Jalen Carter is, at worst, the third best defensive tackle in NFL football right now, and he is playing the best, but he's just not playing as many snaps. But he is, like, first in all these metrics, but he's maybe what is he, third in sacks? Is a full sack behind Chris Jones, a half sack behind somebody else, I can't remember. But he's playing the best ball out of all these defensive tackles. It's him and Chris Jones and maybe Quinnen or maybe Donald, whoever you prefer, and that's it.
Whew. Okay, well, I want to talk about a rookie at this point on the offensive side of the ball. It's really a pairing, rookie offensive coordinator with a rookie quarterback. Slowik and CJ, man.
Oh, yeah.
That Slowik hire is amazing. Like, that's a hit.
I was beating that drum all offseason, man. Like, when he was going through, when teams are going through the coaching thing, I wanted Slowik. Like, he was number one. He was top three for me. And when,
so what was it? Mike McDaniel was the run game coordinator and Slowik was the pass game coordinator.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh man, perfect to steal from. The writing's on the wall. Like, you see McDaniel's success, you're like, you have to. No matter how this guy interviews, you just got to give him a chance. Like, that's how coaching is now.
Yep. Yep.
You're in a room with Shanahan. Let's see how it goes.
Yep. And then obviously those two they hire staffs to. Make up for their deficiencies. And then obviously they steal stuff that they didn't, you know, that's not their per se game from the other one. Like, I'm sure Slowik took stuff from Mike and vice versa. You know what I mean?
That's my thing with Daboll though. Like, you are responsible. Obviously you do what you do, but you're responsible for putting guys around you to help your team as well. Like the staff around you. And I feel like D'Amico probably just aced that. And then while you got guys like Daboll who have a couple bozos in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
CJ's playing great. CJ technically had his worst game of the year, and it wasn't a bad game. If that was his first game of the year, we would have been like, "Oh, yeah, CJ looked pretty good. He was all right.
He basically almost. If they didn't lose, led a fourth quarter comeback. So
yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, cool. I mean, with him, like, we're talking about the flashes. We're literally seeing the flashes every week at this point. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's
not so much of a. Agenda in this one, but it's something I noticed in my game, is Puka is just a really good player. Like, I don't think he's like generational as his numbers are generational. We haven't seen this since I don't know whoever. I'm not going to go look up that stat. But as far as a player, he's just going to be really good. He doesn't have to play that one specific role. You can move him around. He actually is just a skilled guy. He had a drop, but he also had a touchdown catch that was just tough. I wanted to get mad at Bradbury for it, but like, you see it. Bradbury plays it tough. Bradbury hits the ball. Like, he just held on strong hands. He's just a good player, and that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah. You got somebody, David? Rookie player or coach?
Not really.
Any duds by anybody so far? It doesn't have to be a rookie, but any duds? Any player?
Like, of the season so far?
Give me an example. Give me a dud, Bear.
Ooh.
Done for the season that like wasn't expected. We definitely talked about that. I'm not gonna say like the Chiefs aren't where I expected. They're gonna get there at one point.
I got one.
Who?
Zach Taylor.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. Man, fuck.
But I mean, I think this week though we finally saw like. Okay, at least we see some image of what we know them to be, you know. So
they got the Seahawks this week, and then okay. Let me ask you what would you think Vegas would give whatever team in that matchup? 3-1 Seahawks, 3-1 Seahawks at 2-3 Bengals.
I think they'd probably lean towards the Bengals, to be honest.
Especially that might be a pick 'em at Cincy. That might damn near be a pick 'em.
Yeah, exactly. Like them just being at home.
It is.
Yeah, I don't like either team right now.
Yeah, for sure. But I think Bijan is kind of what we expected, and you know he's getting these crazy highlights every week. The Titans, I'm a little disappointed in. I wasn't like high on them, but like they're just having these ugly losses. Like, I don't know. I don't really have any crazy.
All their games kind of feel like just muddy. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's how Vrabel wants to play it, but Uncle Vrabel's letting people down, man.
Yeah.
Uncle Vrabel's crazy. And you know, like, it used to seem organized. Like, it kind of just seems unorganized.
Right. Where's that that Ravens Titans game? Is it London or is it Germany? London. I just googled it. London. Yeah, that's gonna be an ugly game. Like, I feel like the Ravens need to beat the shit out of them to feel good about the Ravens. But like, that's never a guarantee. It's the Titans. We know how those games go. That shit's gonna be muddy, like you said.
Yeah.
What do the Titans? Yep. What does their offseason look like?
Man, they should have been the team blowing up. They just wanted to be in purgatory. It's horrible to see. It reminds me of the Wizards a couple years ago, the Magic a couple years ago. They don't want a future. They just want to fight for that seven seed so badly. And I think they're gonna fall short again.
That's what it feels like for them every year. Like, stay okay with. And I feel like their uppers should be okay. Like, I can feel okay blowing it up and keeping Vrabel. Like, you don't have to do a whole blow up.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
They don't really have a future though, because you know you got a quarterback issue. You don't know you drafted two quarterbacks back to back years while paying another quarterback. You tried to mix up the offensive line. It's still horrible. Andre Dillard was a move for you. He's on the most sacks in the NFL right now. Skoronski looks good though. He's a solid player. Yeah, and then that's all they really got to talk about on the offensive side. Tyjae Sharpe is good, but like, he's running behind Derrick Henry. That makes you happy for the future. It sucks to say, but they should be selling off pieces. They should be selling Derrick Henry. They should have got off Kevin Byard when you fucking insulted him and told him to take a pay cut for no reason, playing amazing, out of his mind. But, you know, it could save us some money in it. For what reason?
Yeah.
Man, at least Hop looked good. Like, that's all they got to really say. But you still lost to Gardner Minshew. Vrabel is supposed to be one of the best coaches in the league. And Shane Steichen beat him with a lesser roster in my eyes.
Yeah.
But he might be a dud. It's just, you know, you try to respect certain people that have had success in this league, but last year, then following up with this year, like, Titans got to do something. I thought of them like the Falcons, where like, they're not going to be that good, but they should win games, but they've lost some games I felt like they should have won.
Yeah, for sure. Any agenda you got to get off, Bear?
I do have an agenda, and it's about a team now that we 5-6 weeks in, and it's really more about the moves they made in the offseason. Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. I don't really have like an agenda at them, because like, I was never high on them anyways. Like, I knew that this was gonna be
I just, in retrospect, David, you don't think they can make that trade without DJ Moore in it? Like,
they could have. That's what's been reported. They could have used Brian Burns or Derrick Brown, and then they didn't want to pay Brian Burns. That's the funniest part. Yeah, the most organizational malpractice ever. You could have just got off the edge rusher. Yeah, that hurts. But give your guy a fucking wide receiver. They did it because DJ Moore's older. DJ Moore's already getting paid. But that just looks so bad when it comes in and Brian Burns is not practicing in training camp because he doesn't have a deal.
Yeah, when you're saying, like, oh, it's going to hurt, clearly it's not if you don't want to fucking pay him. Like, it's clearly not that big of a deal to you. And it's like, okay, all right. It's the whole drafting thing, scouting, that's always tough because obviously we're not in the war rooms. Like, you know, they have professional scouts and all that. But it's like, and then, you know, you make your draft pick. What's his name? We were just talking about him, Paul, the second round receiver.
Mingo.
Mingo. Like, bro, there was like three receivers that went past him that were clearly better than him, man. Like, come on. Like, there was a lot of things that they did this offseason that was just like really weird. When I started to see that O-line, just I was concerned about the O-line in the preseason because I was like, maybe it's just preseason. Like, you know, Icky wasn't bad last year, and then now they're not good again this year. It's just like it's ugly over there too, man.
Yeah, Icky didn't build off anything. Came back worse.
Yeah.
Cool, Thielen is an adult in the building. He's playing pretty decently, and then that's about it. There's nothing else to talk about. Yep. They drafted Jonathan Mingo because he had muscles, and he went to the same school as A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Like, oh, that's him. That's him. Yep. That's definitely him.
Yeah, he's like, right. He got to be somewhere between him and DK.
Like,
bro, we see the success from those guys. They got gotta be him because nobody's even talking about Mingo that early. Like, they did that to themselves.
Yeah. Yep.
They should have traded Brian Burns and then drafted the edge, but they went the opposite route. If those reported two firsts for Brian Burns at the deadline last year were true, somebody needs to die. They're just a poorly ran franchise. It's sad. It happens when a rich, super rich owner buys a team. They get impatient, and I think that's might have been what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good though. That's your division. Your division got an incompetent team. At least one. You know, the Falcons want to be in purgatory so bad. As much as I thought they were gonna grab that 7 seed and make playoffs, they're fucking up their future for it.
Yeah. Shout out to them. Gotta love it.
Got the Bucks that are buying into the Bake Show. Like, it's looking nice.
Yeah. You want to get your Falcons shit off? Because
I don't have anything too crazy about it because I don't think that they're like this great team. But all their pieces, like all my logic for why I thought they would win games is hitting. Like, they got Jesse Bates. He's playing well. They got Onyemata. He's playing well. They got Calais Campbell. He's at least better than the last guy. Caden Ellis, he's at least better than the last guy. Exactly. That's all it was.
That's all it was, yeah. That's all it was.
Bijan's looking good, but then, like, their O-line looking a little bit fake compared to last year, so they got used in the passing game. He's catching passes, doing, like, a hezzy behind the back, not even looking at the ball, inventing new moves. This is what I imagined. Like, Bijan, good player, 5 starters on defense brought in, like, better than the 5 starters from last season. And then, you know, they made an improvement. Sold their souls for it, though. They should probably be looking at Caleb or Drake this year. Instead, they're looking at who can they replace Ridder with while not picking in the top 10.
Let's go.
It might be Kyler. It might be Dak.
Go get Dak. No Kyler.
I think Dak would make sense for that team if you could, like, remove the last 3 years of Dak's brain and be like, you remember when you were like rookie of the year, damn near looking like an all pro in your rookie season because you just handed the ball off and then didn't make any mistakes. That's all they're asking Ridder to do. He can't do it. Dak thinks he's Brett Favre, so he doesn't want to do it. But if you brought Dak in and were able to get him to play like he did in his first few seasons, treat Bijan like Zeke, keep building in those trenches. Dak will hit Kyle Pitts. Dak will hit Drake London. Just don't ask him to do anything crazy.
Yes, bring him in so they can kill Bijan, and he's out of here in 4 years. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, look at this. You're supposed to be – what happened to the running back brotherhood, man? You're so disrespectful.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I'd be his biggest fan because he is a crazy athlete if he played somewhere else.
I think he's going to be a guy that's going to defy some odds. His prime's going to last longer than other people's, but it's just obviously he can't play.
He has to leave Atlanta, please. I pray to the heavens that they get to a situation where they don't want to pay a running back.
You got any ideas of what you want to do at the deadline? My favorite time of the year. We're like 2 weeks away from it. I'm actually so excited.
The stuff that I thought that I would want at the deadline, we fixed it up. Like Jordan Howden fixes up the third safety problem. I like to have 3 safeties.
You know me. I've already made it clear. I want Justin Simmons.
Yeah.
Justin Simmons or Buddha Baker. The Buddha Baker one.
Yeah, you've been on the Buddha Baker shit.
I'm holding on to the Buddha Baker because obviously he made those comments about Sirianni. He made those comments just about the Eagles organization in general. And then
what did he just say?
That he likes the way he's ran. He likes Sirianni's passion, like all those things. And then, of course, he requests a trade 2 months later. So I'm like, watch out.
Yeah. But, Gannon should do him a favor. His beef isn't with Gannon. Like, you know what I mean? He should help you out. I mean,
I don't know about that. But with him, it looked like a phantom hamstring injury. Like, they weren't talking about it. Then all of a sudden, he's on IR with it. So it just kind of looked like to me that they were like, let's get him to the trade deadline healthy. He doesn't want to be here. Let's just put him on IR, and then maybe that's it, maybe that's not. We'll see. He's eligible to come back. We'll see if he comes back.
What would you give up for Buddha?
Oh, man. Because Buddha's a movable chess piece to me. Like, he could play in that nickel. He could play in the box. You could throw him deep. And I would give up that second.
He's pseudo-prime Honey Badger.
I would love to give up our second and keep yours. But ideally for them, they're asking for the Saints second instead.
Yeah. Oh, man, the Cardinals could have a fucking crazy offseason, man.
Yeah, no, they really could. They're in such a good spot. I think the Texans are ahead of schedule, and that pick could have been better, but it's still going to be a good pick. It was cool that they won games. losing to the Falcons, even if it was like a really close game, is a reminder that, you know, you're still one of the worst teams in the league. Just like, it sounds so mean to say that, but like, there's 32 teams in the league. You're closer to 32 than you are to one.
Yeah. David, what you got? You got anything that you want the Commanders to do? Trade deadline.
Selling at the deadline.
Sell everyone.
Everyone. Fuller's got to go though. There's no reason. I don't even know why he. When you guys drafted Quan Martin and Emmanuel Forbes in the first two rounds, I was like, "There's no way Fuller's on this team."
Yeah, I understood Fuller. I understood Forbes. Cool. But then when we went and got Quan, I was like I knew immediately, like, how is this gonna work? Like,
yeah.
And when we clearly had offensive line needs last year that we didn't address till later on. Ron just got a whole bunch of shit in the offseason to try to put it together and think that it would look good. Like, So I definitely would want to just sell. I don't know who we would sell besides like Fuller. I wouldn't be opposed to, but other than that, I don't really know who else. But it's just, you know, man.
Sell John Allen.
Fuck no. For the right price, I would. I'm not gonna lie. I would consider it.
Is there a world where is there a world where the Commanders pay Chase?
They're paying both of them. They're paying Tez and Chase. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not paying a quarterback. Fuller's coming off the books. So that means that they're paying only D linemen and Terry. Nobody else. That's all they're paying.
Yep. Yep. I'm with that too. We'll see, man. We'll see what happens.
Oh, is there a world where the Commanders, they're too good to be in that QB talk?
Yeah, no, they're not. Actually, that Bears loss just got me thinking, like, nah.
Yeah, me too.
They'll probably win games because they're trying to win games, though. That's what separates these teams usually towards the end of the season, is who's still trying to win games. And I think Ron Rivera's and Sam Howell are both going to be trying to win games because Sam Howell's playing for his livelihood. He's not trying to lose these games and get himself replaced. He wants to win.
Yep.
Terry wants to win too.
Who?
Terry.
Yeah. Okay, but okay. Hey, David. All right. You say hypothetically you got a front office job in the Commanders, right?
Okay.
You in the same office as Magic. You looking at the season. Even if Sam's trying to win, but you guys are losing games. You looking at hey, hold on. New management. Like, hey, we got new management, guys. Even if we know we could be somewhere in the top 7-ish range, do you tank? Like, or I mean, what do you do? You know what I mean? If you could get in that range,
So it really all depends on how Sam looks. Like, if I'm happy with going forward, and if we feel like we got our guy, then you know, just ride with that, you know. That's honestly where it all comes down to. So in this situation, if it's like, okay, you know, in this situation, cool, you look good, whatever, or, you know, we pick top 7, top 5, but Sam looks good, then just get him weapons, build around him, get offensive line help, get fucking, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, I don't care what it is. If you're confident in him, then you gotta go all in. Like, okay. That's what needs to happen.
So there's multiple worlds that exist for the Commanders. Like, Sam could be good and you could build around him, or he could shit the bed.
Yeah, like if he shits the bed, which I...
Because there's a world where he's good and y'all picking like 13, 14. You know what I mean?
I would be so sick.
Yep. Yes, that's what I'm hoping for, man. Win 6-7 games.
But see, that's what. Why are you sick if he looks good?
Because it's the same thing every year, where it's just like we're not good enough to win a playoff game. We're not good enough to get to the playoffs, but we're not bad enough to get a really good game.
But if you have a quarterback, but you're not okay even with the quarterback.
I just think the drop off in talent that you're gonna get from top 5 to 13, where we always fucking pick, is. It's there, like it's noticeable. Like you're gonna be what, hoping to get in the range of Marvin Harrison Jr. to what, getting like a tackle? Like, come on, you know, like we see what the league is coming to now, man. Like, It's I'd be sick. Like,
I actually am curious what you guys would even draft if you're picking 13.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
You can't go corner. Exactly. You're hoping that tackle 3 falls to you at that point.
Yep. Yeah, damn.
That's it. That's
you exactly can't pick D line anymore, man. You're in that situation, like, unless you're letting one of them walk, but you can't pick D line anymore.
Right.
You can't pick a cornerback again.
And I mean,
you can't pick a safety.
Do you go guard? You can't go guard right there unless he, you know, Peter Skoronski grade, where he was kind of borderline almost elite as a player prospect.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, if you're in range for top 5, top 7, or whatever, like, you know that there's an impact play. And that doesn't mean that there's not good players at 13, but it's like, the players that we know could fit and make an impact day one, you know, receiver or lineman, like, it's not going to be the same at 13. It's like, okay, now what? Like, who do we pick here? You know, like, most teams, like Paul said, most teams will go D-line. Most likely we're going to be fine at that. We just went corner round one.
What pick did Peter Skoronski go?
That was, what, 11? Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that's the pick? Like, you're not okay,
I mean,
with that?
Obviously, I'm not going to be mad at taking a player there. You know, like, if like it's a player like that, you know, okay. O-line, you know, I'm always – but it's just like – it's just the same spot that we're in every year. That's where the issue is.
I hear you. You want blue chip.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah, they're stuck in purgatory. All Washington sports teams are stuck in purgatory. It's just how it goes. I don't know why they do it. It's just the culture over there.
Yep.
But see – yeah, I get you. Like, the odds of getting a player like Peter at that, like, where you could, you know.
And you're drafting Peter thinking he's a guard, and it's just, yeah, it's always going to be tough. You don't know if a player like that even exists in this draft class.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, what do you guys go after in the draft? Just looking at it, landscape.
Man. Now. When you're drafting at the end of the first, you don't really get that pick of what you want to do. It's always going to be BPA. I'm hoping that there's just like a safety in there that's too good to pass up. We don't draft DBs, linebackers, but I want it.
And Branch, are you
regret? I can't regret it because it's like it would have helped us more this year. But like when you just go year and year with an elite pass rush, you just can't. You can never really doubt the process.
I
see how old Brandon Graham is. Derek Barnett, his last year on the deal. Like, I see the vision. They're trying to get Nolan Smith on the field in other ways. I've seen him drop in coverage a couple times. You know, they're just I'll never doubt that process for us.
Okay.
Especially with Roby coming in, man. I don't feel that void in the nickel as much anymore. And it just sucks because it took Avante Maddox dying to really feel that way. So it's just unfortunate.
Yeah. I do want to ask you guys about a player, Anthony Richardson.
Man, it's sad. It's unfortunate. He actually looks the part. I feel like they've seen enough to know that he looks the part, but it just sucks though. You're losing valuable time from him. You want to see more. They're winning games, and it would have been only fun if he was winning the games. Like, Minshew is cool, but now you're winning these games for no reason. You might as well try to tank to get Marv or whoever, and that's already out the window. 3 wins this early, you ruined that already. Now you're like, maybe you could get Brock Bowers? Maybe, if you guys could stop winning now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is unfortunate, man. Like, I hope it's not one of those things where he's just, you know, reckless with his body. Like, you know, it's – you know what we were saying in our pod yesterday, it's not at the point where we think he's injury prone, but it's just take care of your body, man. Know when to get out of bounds, know what hits to take, know what hits you can't take. Like, you've shown very promising things now. Like, I would hate for these stupid injuries, like what we saw with RG3. He just like risked his body for an extra 2 yards. Like, bro, go out of bounds, you know? Like,
yeah,
just take care of yourself. So, but as far as what we've seen from him as like a player, as like a rookie, like, it's been exciting, man. Like, he's definitely better than what I expected to be so far. You know, how fast he's – because, you know, the whole thing is that he's raw talent. You know, he's going to need time. And he's – even the games where you look you box score watch and it's like, oh, he shows, again, those flashes every single game, man. You see that athleticism. You see that development. Like, it's been good.
Yeah. All right, it's one more team I do want to ask you guys about, because they probably going to be without – their best player even next year, the Browns.
Nick Chubb was, you know, with Nick Chubb, the second best player on the team.
That's Paul's team, man.
That's another team though where you can't really call what they are. It's just a high highs, low lows. When it looks good, it looks so good over there.
What do you do? I just feel like this team got a lot of holes though, man. Like now, I mean, you know, people don't really care about the running back position because it's almost like plug and play. But losing a playmaker like him, and then like receiver other than Coop, like I don't know, man.
They just bounce back and forth though. Like you look at their games this year, smoke the Bengals. They lost to the Steelers, but like they don't lose. If they don't lose Chubb, they definitely win that game. Then they smoke the Titans when you want to count them out. But then DTR plays, and he kind of just gave up entire field position, possession in total, 3 turnovers, gets smoked by the Ravens. But now they play the Niners in Cleveland, and like I'm not shocked that that's a tough game because it's in Cleveland versus a good defense. There's nothing like – it's unfortunate again. Like you lost your best player. Maybe that made Deshaun Watson play better football though because he looked good against the Titans. That was the best game we've seen Deshaun Watson play outside of a Texans uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I'd say that it's all about just trying to put together good reps. Like, if you make playoffs, that's great. If you don't, oh well. Just hopefully you see something in Deshaun Watson because we've always said it. He hasn't suffered an injury. He's not old. There's no reason for him to lose his talent. He just needs to get comfortable playing football again. And the Titans game looked like he was getting comfortable playing football again.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, you hope to get Chubb back and just – You get more assets to build around it. Like, you know, they traded a lot for Deshaun. Like, eventually you're going to get some picks. You know, they don't have their first rounder this year. But after this year, they're pretty much back to neutral. They're back to what they're supposed to have.
Yeah. I read that Chubb got his first surgery, like, a couple days after the injury. And he needs another one. So he's going to need another one at some point.
It was an ugly injury, man. That sucks. You got to hope that he comes back the way he is because not only – did he suffer a major injury? He's already had a major injury. Then he's also not that young. You know, he's had a good amount of mileage on him by now.
Mm-hmm.
He's 27, 28 years old around there. So good luck to him. I think that's a good core. If Chubb gets back to himself though next year, though, I think just having Deshaun play quarterback for a year, they weren't going to win a chip this year. So you could argue that it might be better that he learns how to play quarterback without Nick Chubb next to him to lean on. Like,
yeah.
Sink or swim, Deshaun.
Yeah, I said that was the last team, but one more, because we talked about the ass whooping, but we didn't talk about them, the Cowboys. We're gonna end it with the Cowboys, and we could take our time with this because this kind of is like a 2-part question. What does the rest of the season look like for them, and then what does the off season look like? Like,
they got all right. For the rest of the season, they kind of got the Bills feeling to me. It's going to be hard to beat them every week. They could win every single game on their schedule for the rest of the year. Like, obviously, they're not going to, but they can. But I don't see them winning 3 or 4 playoff games and winning it all with Trayvon Diggs out, with Dak just being Dak, with McCarthy being McCarthy. There's just too many variables that, you know, we've seen enough of those things to just expect the worst. So all of them clicking, it's hard to believe. But that's still going to be a tough team to win, to beat week in and week out. That's still the third team in the NFC to me. I think they might be more in a tier with the Lions than they are with the Niners and the Eagles, though. But, yeah, I'm out on them winning a championship. I was huge on their roster, but I always like, but it's Mike McCarthy. But it's more than that now. It's Trayvon Diggs out. Dak said he's not throwing 10 picks. He just threw 30% of that 2 days ago. That's what I got on them.
Do they ride with Dak for another year after this?
I don't. If what I'm saying is how it's going to go down, I don't think they do. But if they win like 2 playoff games, then they do. If they see a conference championship, they have to because they haven't seen one in 26 years.
Yeah. I mean, for the season, they're going to win their 11, 12 games.
Yeah.
Maybe win a playoff game in the wild card and then reach their ceiling. And as far as Dak, I mean – I don't know, man. Like, it really is tough because it's like he does give you a good floor that maybe your replacement doesn't. But at some point, man, like, you're going to have to bite the bullet. You know, you know, if you stick with Dak, you're just hoping that he has one crazy year. You just hope that everything falls into place where you can beat the Niners, you can beat the Eagles. Like, that's what you're hoping for if you're going forward with him, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rest in peace to them, man. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. We could do quick pick-ems for week six. We don't really got to give our analysis. We could just quick pick-ems.
Any good games?
It's not really any good games, especially with some players out. That's why I said we could just do quick pick-ems.
All right.
Broncos, Chiefs.
Next.
Yeah.
Ravens, Titans. Who y'all got? That's that.
I got the Ravens. I think they are going to bounce back. There's no way that they drop that many balls.
Yeah, I agree.
I got them too. Niners, Browns. I got the Niners.
I'll pick the Niners in so they lose. Like, that's just the respect that they get now.
Yeah.
Yep. Same.
Yep. Colts, Jags with Gardner Minshew starting for the Colts.
Oh man, I'll take the Jags, man. They better. If they lose this game, though, I'm throwing away everything about that team.
Yep.
That week one game looked nasty too for the Jags. Yeah. You know, so we'll see. Commanders, Falcons.
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 Wow, damn, man, have some pride.
Wow, David. Wow,
man. I'm scarred, man. I'm in a very abusive relationship, and I'm not gonna fall for it again.
Man, I'm rocking with DC, man. I need it. I need y'all to help me out this week. I'm rocking with the Commanders, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
I'm not gonna do Dolphins Panthers. this is gonna be a funny one though. This next one, Bears Vikings, no Jettas.
Oh man. Who's at home? I'll take the home team.
Bears, but they giving it to Vikings.
I'm not taking the home team yet. I'll take the Vikings.
I got the Bears. The Bears. We're going to see Bears? Justin Fields takes. Y'all wrote him off. Y'all said, well, you got to draft Caleb, blah, blah, blah. That's all we're going to see. Then they're going to fucking suck the rest of the year, and we're going to laugh at them again.
He didn't write back?
Yeah, he didn't write back. Then he's going to write back. You know, he just he didn't send it in the mail. You know, he forgot to.
Yep, yep.
Wow. I'm gonna go Vikings by three. It's literally gonna be the field goal winner to triple zeros, literally.
Yeah.
Another hilarious game, Patriots Raiders. Oh my god.
Patriots Raiders.
Wait, do y'all remember how this was a classic last year?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, remember the stiff arm on Mac Jones?
Yeah, at the end of the game.
That was that late throw over the middle. Yeah. Yeah.
Jacoby Myers revenge game, possibly. Yep. They gave Juju Smith an identical contract, and Juju has done nothing. They said his knee could explode at any moment.
Yeah. I'm going to go Raiders.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Raiders.
This is part of this is where they play themselves out of the Caleb shit and go 3-3.
Nah, I got Bill Belichick being annoying as shit and ruining their Caleb.
Hold on. I'm looking to see. Judon's out already.
Yeah, Judon had a bad injury, man.
I didn't see it.
He was screaming in pain. But then again, so was Toronto.
I did see it. I'm gonna go Raiders. I'm not gonna do Rams Cardinals. Well, unless y'all want to. You think I got Rams?
I got Rams, but I think Rams.
Yeah. Wow. Eagles Jets. Okay. Lions Bucks. Who y'all got?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I said Rams Raiders. It's Patriots Raiders, by the way. I got the Pats though.
I mean, yeah, Pats. Yeah. Yeah, Pats Raiders, and then Rams Cardinals.
Yeah, Rams Cardinals. I got the Rams.
Yep.
Yeah, Rams.
And then of course I got the Eagles. Vera Tucker is just another big loss for them. I'm gonna be disappointed if we don't get pressure through the middle.
Yeah.
The Jets, man. Wow, man. They're picking top 12. Wow.
I like that they don't blitz. Their defense is really good, but I think the pressure is what bothers us a little bit more. Like, we don't play bad with it, but we play closer to league average, you know. But if you sit back and let Jalen, you know, find his guys, I think we're going to be able to move the ball a little bit more on that team than most teams do.
Most teams, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, Eagles as well.
Eagles. Lions, Bucks.
Lions.
Give me the Bake Show.
Wow.
You're disgusting.
Off of bye week, that usually helps. Lions are playing good ball, though. But it's like the high has to come down, right? Like, I'll pick against them, and if, you know, if they smoke them, then I'm like, okay, they're really, you know, they're really real. A lot of people, I saw a couple podcast names that I follow where Lions are real. All of them had the same one. Everybody, I'm going to wait a week on it, though.
Yeah. I'm in Raw, doubtful with an ab injury. Gibbs, questionable with a hemi.
Yeah, the Gibbs one, they weren't planning on using them anyway.
Yeah, right. Tampa Bay's fully healthy, and that's with Mike Evans tweaking his hemi right before the bye. So, I'm going to go Bucks. I'm going to go Bucks.
Damn, look at you being a NFC South fan, man. Just throwing out the Saints hat, getting the NFC South hat on.
Wow.
Yeah.
People laughed at our division, man. It's like two or three divisions way worse than ours.
I still am, brother.
Wow. Our whole division to handle UL, maybe even the Panthers.
Ain't no way. We're not that shameless.
Wow. Maybe.
Wait, yeah, I did give the Bears their first win. I don't want to see.
Yeah, I can't put anything out the equation. Actually, you're right.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do Bills Giants with the injuries they giving the Bills 14. Like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
And then Cowboys Chargers.
Are we gonna do it, Paul?
I'm still taking Dallas. As much as I'm going to root for the Chargers, it's just Brandon Staley, man.
Same guy who just said I got my NFC South hat on. look at you. Look at you.
But come on. The Cowboys win games every year. You pick the Bucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's completely different, man. Wow. Now, I'm going to go – oh, my God. I'm going to go Chargers, man. Kellen Moore, revenge game.
I'm gonna go Chargers.
They are missing Kellen Moore though, and they know it. They don't want to say it on the timeline. 100%. They are
100%.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers.
Yep, let's get it.
Seahawks Bengals.
I gotta take Seattle, and it pains me. I just don't think that team is very good, but I don't think the Bengals are good yet. I think the Bengals always got the potential to be one of the best teams in the league, but I gotta see it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Bengals.
I got Bengals. And then Saints-Texans.
Saints-Texans. Yeah, Saints.
Yeah. That's going to be an annoyingly close game, but I still got the Saints.
Vegas got us 1.5. So.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Let me see a 20, what is it, 21-20 game.
I got us.
Yeah,
I got us. Yep.
That's it, right?
That's it.
All right.
All right, we go from deep third, man. Shout out my guys for joining us. Fuck Jab. That guy works like a slave. Man, that whatever restaurant, he just keeps changing restaurant jobs, guys. I don't know. But we going, y'all. Appreciate it.